This is Malia, and I'm reporting for B Radio Unplugged. I'm here at Signature Brew Haggerston. We've got the How to Make Friends DIY Collective Nothing Feels Good Festival, and I'm here with
Ryan
and Isaac.
And they're both in a band called Pillow Fort. How's the day gone so far?
It's been very good.
Yeah, it's been great. It's a lot of bands to take in and a lot of standing.
Lots of very good bands that have been worth the standing.
Oh, agreed.
But
yeah, definitely.
It is a lot of standing.
Yeah. Good standing?
Well, very good standing.
Excellent.
Good standing.
It's worth it for the fun music. Yeah. It's just, we'll feel it tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely.
So I was looking at the description of Pillow Fort on the Instagram for the event today. And there was a bit of, felt like an altercation about being called Minecraft emo. Can you dig a little deeper into that and let the audience know what that means?
Okay, so there's a story here. In the at our EP release show in July, basically I ran it by Isaac and Sam, our drummer, and I was like, what if, because there's a projector at the venue we were at, I was like, what if I just record an hour of myself playing Minecraft and put that on the projector? And that's what I did. And it went down well. People just found it funny, and it was just a bit of harmless fun.
It was just a little thing. And I think it matched the, you know, like when you see like TikToks, and it's either like some really motivational thing or like a clip from Friends or something, and it's just someone playing GTA 5 or like Subway Surfers. It was the same sort of, so like if they can direct their eyes attention to us, they could just see, you know, Ryan get exploded by a creeper or whatever.
Yeah. Whatever, so in one of our group chats, basically, someone, Luke asked for like quick genre descriptions, and someone said that for us, and no complaints.
Yeah, I mean, that was going to be my next question. How would you describe your sound? Is it now Minecraft emo, or are you just running with that now?
I mean, what does Minecraft emo mean? We're an eclectic bunch. Yeah. We've got bits from every emo subgenre, but is Minecraft a subgenre?
It is now.
Yeah, maybe
you heard it here first.
We are new pioneers of Minecraft emo.
Exactly. I'm happy to, why not?
I'm happy to go with it.
We are Minecraft emo, and that's final.
Yeah.
So what are your biggest musical influences?
Oh, okay. So I started out with a lot of the first songs that we had were basically Modern Baseball and Free Throw Ripoffs, who are two of my favorite bands. But lately, and I've been forcing Sam and Isaac to listen to a lot more of the like emo pop stuff that I listen to. So Origami Angel is a big one right now. We kind of bonded over more pop punky stuff, me and Isaac.
It was like Boston Manor and Neck Deep.
Yeah, exactly. Back in ye olden days.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, it's all the more emo pop kind of stuff. So your Origami Angel and Arm's Length are a big one for me right now. Yeah,
really.
And amazing, because on the time of recording, Neck Deep are playing in London, so everyone's chosen to come here instead. So that's bodes well for you guys. So this is kind of a deep question, but why do you guys make music?
It was just a hobby that I picked up, and I started making friends that way. And that's the reason that I do shows. It's just I like making friends and meeting people, and the sense of community that you get at a day like this, where everyone's there, and every single person that knows the lyrics to our songs is in one room, and that's great, because everyone respects each other's music, everyone knows each other's music, and everyone sing along to each other, and it's just, I don't know, it's great. Yeah, it's wholesome.
It's wholesome, and again, I think everyone writes really good songs, and it's nice to know these songs and be able to sing them with everyone.
And speaking of other people here today, I hear you are on tour with Jumba Boy, who are also here playing today. How was that? What's the big highlight from that tour?
If this day can be counted as part of the tour, probably this. It's just been great. It's lovely. We got Owen from Jumba Boy up to sing one of our songs with us as a bit of a big final hit for the tour.
It's a little callback to that.
It was just nice to be crammed in a sweaty van with a load of people that we really love hanging out with.
Mm. Yeah. And they're very lovely fellows. Very, exactly. Very lovely fellows.
So your latest EP and Words That Stay The Same. Can you tell us any more about that? Any plugs for that?
We wrote I wrote before Pillow Fort was a band, about 8 songs. And we split them off into 2 EPs when we recorded them all in one session. And this was kind of, the first EP was very eclectic and very, lots of different influences and none of it was cohesive. And the second EP is much more cohesive, and it's kind of an actual, there's a sound that is, yeah. This is what Pillowfort sounds like now, which is something that we don't have in the first EP, really. It's a culmination of a couple of years of writing music and learning to play instruments and me figuring out what I want to write songs like, basically.
What's next for Pillowfort?
That's a good question. We haven't really got any plans right now. We finished this tour. My brain's a bit fried. Isaac, how are you feeling?
Also a bit fried. But I think it's been fun. I think there's a few shows in the pipeline, I think. I have no idea whether we can announce them yet.
I don't think we're allowed to.
No exclusives then.
None from us.
We've got a handful of shows. We've got a load of new songs that we're working on. The goal is whatever we do next is make an album, but that costs money, and we don't have any. So.
Small plug there. Anybody has money, give it to Pillowfort.
Please, fund a Pillowfort album, please.
So where can people listening go and check you out?
Spotify is the go-to. We're on all the standard streaming services. There's a few YouTube videos of us playing live things, but the best way is just turn up to a show. It's more fun that way. Everyone has a good time. And I get to meet people and make friends. And that's nice.
You can also get to see Ryan on TikTok play some Midwest emo licks to The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And
I do those stupid Midwest emo memes sometimes.
Have you seen the Limmy one?
I have, yeah. I made an Adventure Time one and I made a Simpsons one. And they're just stupid fun to do.
It accommodates to it. I was seeing one, I think, in How I Met Your Mother when Marshall and Lily break up.
Yeah.
And it's just a big emotional lick behind this. I don't know why this intensifies it, but...
Anybody that you know that likes Midwest emo, you just instantly share it with that person. Exactly. So thank you for your service.
Maybe what's next is becoming a TikTok band, you know? Maybe that'll be the way forward.
Amazing. Thank you, guys.
No worries. Thank you very much for having us.